This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. No charges will be filed in last year's death of an inmate in the Jefferson County Jail. Ashley Raisbeck was going through detox in December when she became unresponsive and died. Before starting her sentence for false reporting, the 27-year-old told deputies she was a regular user of fentanyl and methamphetamine. The Jeffco coroner ruled she died of an intestinal disorder and said the death was from natural causes. Today, the Jeffco DA cleared the sheriff's deputies involved in the case of wrongdoing. A lawsuit could still be filed. The primary election is tomorrow, and even with three open congressional seats, voter turnout has been fairly low so far. Many candidates for Congress and the State House were out knocking on doors this past weekend asking voters to turn in their ballots. Nick, a GOP voter from Castle Rock, says he will support a Republic for Congress in the general election. But for the primary so far, only one of the six candidates has shown up at his door, Deborah Flora.
The fact that she's out here meeting people and introducing herself stands out a lot among other Republicans, because I don't know any other. I like that.
As of this morning, more than 600,000 Coloradans had returned their ballots for the primary election. That's a 16% turnout rate statewide, well behind turnout numbers at this point in the 2022 and 2000 primaries. A heat advisory and an ozone action day are in effect tomorrow as near record-breaking temperatures are forecast across the Front Range. Forecasters say it could be 98 degrees in Denver and 100 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.